What's up, everybody? It's Shameless Plug Time. So thanks for checking out the podcast, Going Full Nerd. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe everywhere possible. So look for Going Full Nerd on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, goingfullnerd.com, and my Twitter handle, ONYXXX1969. You can also listen to the audio version on its home, anchor.fm, but also on Pandora, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you consume your podcast listening pleasure. Hey guys, let's get on with the show. Okay. All right, I'm here. What's happening, everybody? What's going on? It's your boy Onyx here, Going Full Nerd. It's Sunday, 6 p.m. Let me kill this music because sometimes it just happens. Sometimes it just gets loud, you know? And eventually, I'm going to learn how to do the audio portion worth a darn. Eventually, I'm going to learn how to put this all together in a more professional manner. But until then, this is what you're stuck with. And this is what you're going to get. Notice I don't have a virtual background today. I figure I'd let y'all see. I kind of moved a couple of cameras around. Let you guys see what the space looks like, as messy as it is. I even put a picture of Nick Fury, Gravik, and Talos up on the screen. I hope that's Talos. Because, you know, when they put the makeup on these dudes, not too much. Even though I could tell from last week's episode that Skrull, you know, I could tell it was a sister girl under the makeup. You know, ain't too many Skrulls with the broad nose and the fuller lips and, you know, looking like she did. You know, it's like Nick Fury picked out the sister Skrull right off the bat. He's like, wait a minute, Halo 7. Yo! So, before we start talking about episode 3, okay, episode 3 known as Betrayed, there's a lot of stuff going on because this is the halfway point of the Secret Invasion, you know, series on Disney Plus. So it is what it is. And I've been talking to my friends. Some of my friends are like, yo, it's garbage. Okay, it's garbage to you. Some of my friends are like, oh, it's awesome. Okay, it's awesome to you. I'm happy. But the thing about it is, give or take what you expect or what you look for in these different series, I really think that Disney, and this is me, this is my opinion, the Disney Plus shows, honestly, to me, they're like filler. And, you know, I think a lot of people look at the superhero genre and figure it's because, oh, it's based off a comic book. So I got to have superpowers every 10 minutes. I got to have superheroes tearing up the city every 10 minutes. Matter of fact, if it ain't Superman, Batman, Wolverine, Wonder Woman, Iron Man, Captain America, or the Hulk, or even Spider-Man, I don't want to see it. That's how a lot of people are. But I'm here to tell you there's more to these comic book based, and I'm knocking stuff around, there's more to these comic book based stories like it is. And yes, and just like you're saying in the chat, the shows are filling the gaps between the movies. So when and eventually what's going to happen is one of the movies is going to bring this stuff up. WandaVision is brought up, you know, when? I don't know, but they're tying in a lot of stuff. They're actually going and doing the things, like, from when Marvel first started this a number of years ago, remember they used to have the tagline, it's all connected? Well, now, it seems like they're actually trying to do it, but the problem is, they're having a problem living up to the hype that they've created. And that's the problem. When you had from Iron Man to Endgame, it was like, oh my God, I'm stuck on this. I've got to figure this out. Now it's like, you better come correct and give me just that same level. And I don't know if a lot of the stories can keep that level. Now, a lot of people may disagree. I mean, Infinity War and Endgame, awesome. Okay. Captain America, Winter Soldier, awesome. Okay. WandaVision, season one, awesome. You know, everything else, ebb and flow. Some are better than others. Some are worse than others. It is what it is. At least we're not pandering like the distinguished competition to try to grab your money, which I feel, and you know, I love my distinguished competition, as Marvel likes to call them, DC, you know. But it's, you know, it's just a little bit much. But anyway, let's get to the subject. But before I get to the subject, let me fill y'all in on a couple of little things. I got something, and maybe I shouldn't have did it, all right? You know, I buy snacks. You buy snacks in the house. You buy snacks for the kids, you know, the grandkids, you know. So I said, I'm going to get some snacks. Now, I'm going to do a separate video on this because I'm not opening this bag. I want you to know this. But I pulled a bag of Doritos. Frito-Lay owes me. I pulled a bag of Doritos out of one of those multi-packs, as you can tell. But as you can see, or as you can hear, let me shake this. Not even a crumb. This is a perfectly sealed bag of Doritos that says it's best by 12 September of 2023, but it's completely empty. I wonder if the bag even smells when I open it. I'm gonna do a whole video on this one. So just kind of watch the channel and see. But this is empty. And they pumped this damn thing full of air and put it in a variety pack. So just letting y'all know, check your stuff. Check your stuff. I want y'all to hold on to that. But anyway, let's get down to Secret Invasion, because that was definitely a Skrull plot to upset the balance in the world, you know? Yeah, mess around and find out. F around and find out. But anyway, let's talk about it. Third episode, known as Betrayed. It's the halfway point of the Secret Invasion series on Disney Plus. Now, here's the problem. I'm confused as hell now, and I don't know if that's on purpose, by accident, or an issue. Because now we got a couple of things going on that, you know, they kind of retconned Nick Fury's origin. And oh, by the way, if you haven't watched the third episode by now, fourth episode coming out this week, so spoilers, I give y'all time. The stuff comes out on Wednesday. I talk about it on Sunday. Spoilers. All right. So here's the thing. Let's talk about a couple of things. First of all, this episode shows us, they've hinted towards it. They've actually said it now. You heard it here first. Super Skrulls. Yes, Gravik, this newly created character for the TV show, has said the two words together, Super Skrull. Now, we got a Super Skrull, but we still, inside the Marvel Cinematic Universe, do not have a true Fantastic Four, outside of Mr. Spaghetti Man, inside of Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness. But that's okay. I'm good. I'm glad. And I like the way this is going. We saw it in the previous episodes. They're collecting DNA. They're splicing it together. They're trying to give Skrulls superpowers and all that stuff. But the bottom line is, what's the best way for me to say it? I can already tell he's going to die by the time this series is over. And, I mean, between me and you, they're going to kill this dude off. So what about these Super Skrulls? How do we know, other than what he said during the episode? Well, we saw it. He had an interaction with Talos. Talos did the joint to him. He pulled it out. Ah! Stabbed him right through the hand. I'm like, yes! This ain't your kitty show on Disney. This ain't Mickey Mouse. Stab that Joker. Blood! Then we see the first indication. He pulls his hand back and we get the familiar faint and glow that we saw in Iron Man 3. Not the best Iron Man, obviously. But Extremis. We know they got samples of Extremis and they're using that to create Skrulls with the power of Extremis. So he has the healing properties of Extremis. Oh my gosh. And we saw in the teaser trailer, he's going to stretch his arms out like Groot. Damn, that sounds a lot like the Fantastic Four. Extremis, heat-based, fire-based, stretching. That's the Fantastic. They deviated, but they're not deviating too far, which is pretty darn cool. But I'm still trying to figure out a couple of things that don't make sense. They got those scientists. Are those human scientists doing this? Are those Skrull scientists doing this? If they're Skrull scientists and they're working in secret, why do they have their human look? I mean, I could know the real world answer is, yo, I don't want to put on all that makeup, and I want my mama to know that I'm in this show. I want my cousins, my friends, I want them to know I'm in Secret Invasion. So don't put no makeup on me. I get it. Whew. But we don't know. We just don't know. Next, we had throwbacks to the Black Widow movie, to the Avengers movie, when they were talking about Dracoff. And if you blink, you missed it. This was when Nick and his Skrull wife were kind of, you know, get the flirty flirt on when she's like, yo, I'm going to make myself look like a sister for you because you looking kind of good there, Mr. Fury. Handed him a blood-stained envelope with Dracoff's name. Now, knowing what we know after they made that revelation in this, that Nick had the Skrulls working with him, doing a lot of undercover ops during his rise in S.H.I.E.L.D. So that just lets us know maybe this was the intel that, you know, hey, this is what Black Widow and Hawkeye ended up in Budapest, right? Maybe. When they went to kill Dracoff, ended up creating Taskmaster, and all hell breaks loose, right? Right. For the Black Widow movie, which people treat as a throwaway movie because they waited too damn long to release it. But I digress. Watch the review. That's how I feel about it. Anyway, other things that we learned. The people that were duplicated, that the Skrulls have been infiltrating the government with, they're not dead. They're held captive, as we found out with a couple of different ones. And plot twist, I'm trying to figure out how are they surviving? Because if they're in what they call New Skrullios, which has a higher radiation level because it's in the old Chernobyl area, the people they kidnapped and put there, they going to have some form of cancer when they leave, I think. I mean, you tell me. I mean, that's a lot of damn radiation there, buddy. Just saying. And, you know, we know Skrulls can handle radiation better than humans. But as they mentioned in this show, you know, first episode, they said that. But anyway, it is what it is. Next, couple of things that's a little bit crazy. You know, we got the call-out line. Nobody calls me Nick. Now, we've seen that happen in a couple of MCU movies before, things like that. That was cool. I get it. You know, but we've had people call him Nick. I mean, Tony Stark called him Nick. Captain America called him Nick. So were they Skrulls? No, I don't think so. Maybe were. Well, I don't know. You tell me. But it is what it is. So the thing about it is he figured it out, and that's how he got in front of somebody. Now, maybe on a professional level, nobody calls him Nick, but certain friends, close friends, call him Nick. And he got like a short list of people that's allowed to call him Nick, and that's just not common knowledge. I don't know. Just don't know. But that's a call back to the Captain Marvel movies. Like, nobody calls me Nick. They call me Fury. Okay. All right. They call you Fury. They call me Onyx, but it don't matter. Now, here's where it gets funky. Because last episode, we got introduced. There's Priscilla, otherwise known as Vara the Skrull, who is Nick Fury's wife, per se. But mystery phone calls. Why the hell did Nick Fury say, oh, go ahead, you can deal with that? And she was real coy. I'll be damned if my wife gonna whisper on the phone. You know, I look around, make sure she ain't popping in on me, going to throw a shoe or something at me. Like, yo, what you talking about? I talk on the phone if I want to. It is what it is, right? Hopefully she's not watching. I don't get in trouble for saying that after the fact. But here's the deal. Here's the deal. She got another phone call at the end, and that sounded suspiciously like our boy, Rhodey. Now, here's where my problem is with this episode. Here's my thing. You going to tell me that James Rhodey Rhodes is a Skrull? Nah, cut the BS. And that's what one of me and my, one of my coworkers came, hollered at me. And he was like, yo, listen, I told you at the end of episode 2 that Rhodey was a Skrull. I'm like, yo, they playing that, but they playing all of us for suckers. There's no way he's a Skrull. Maybe, just maybe, and I think if there was a James Rhodes Skrull, he was already caught, captured, and figured out by Rhodey and Nick Fury. Maybe that's my thought. I don't know. But the thing about it is this. How detrimental would that be? There's been allusions to saying, oh, I got a Skrull with the Avengers, okay? Throwing that, you know, and I get it. You know, it happened in the comic books, which this is not following the comic book at all, completely, you know. But the thing about it is this. If Rhodey ends up being a Skrull and you retcon all of his appearances and everything, I just don't get it because something's not adding up. It's just not adding up completely. Here goes one thing. And this is something back to a different subject. What happens if we say T'Challa was a Skrull? Oh, really? And if T'Challa was a Skrull, we could bring in a new actor and just act like, hey. But I doubt they'll do that. Not with the hubbub and stuff they've done. But they could do that. They could do that. You could. You can't bring back Tony Stark because he died because you would have had to turn the Skrull. Now, one of the big things that happened is Talos' daughter got shot in the episode. But I have a feeling since they showed the previews, they showed her alive in the previews, something went down, and I think she also has the Super Skrull powers. You know, Marvel is good at spoiling their own stuff through previews. It is what it is. But the thing is, and this is my thing, where does this series fall and assist with the rest of the Marvel Cinematic Universe? Because here goes the thing. I don't see this as part of the multiverse saga. I see what you said there. But here goes the thing. They could use the multiverse as a scapegoat. It could happen. But I don't get where this fits in. Because is this just a side quest, a side story to kind of just add more distrust? Because that's what happened with the original Infinity Saga series. You had heroes gather, mistrust through Hydra was placed, through Ultron was placed, through Loki, they broke up, they were argued, they were splintered, that's why they lost with its Sokovia Accords and things like that. And then they all got the band back together and worked out differences and saved the world at a terrible cost with some of the heroes. Are they going to try to do this again? I mean, right now, Captain America 4, Brave New World, is, I don't know if they finished filming, but they were up here in the DC area filming. You got Armor Wars getting ready to film with Don Cheadle as James Rhodes. Is that going to have an effect on this? Don't know. So where does this stand with the new villain Kang? Where the, what the hell is going on with Jonathan Majors right now? I mean, this has been the most hush-hush stuff that I've seen. So I don't know. I just don't know. But I can tell you that this episode, it didn't hit me with as hard of an impact as the first episode did. It didn't hit me as hard as the first few episodes of WandaVision. So it's making me feel a little uneasy about how this series is going to come to an end in three more episodes. Is it going to leave a cliffhanger that's got to be resolved in the movies? Is it going to be something where we resolve this, but there's always going to be that lingering doubt? Don't know. Don't know. But check out Secret Invasion on Disney Plus. Let me know what you think. I got to send a note to Warner Brothers. I think Warner Brothers has been watching my channel and cussed me out because I haven't been getting any news from Warner Brothers. They just released on Cartoon Network, Adult Swim, a new Superman cartoon, and I'm like, well, damn, I usually get the press releases and stuff. So to my point of contact at Warner Brothers, if you do come across this, I'm a email you this video and be like, yo, I don't get press releases no more. Did they fire you? Who, what the deal? Just because I put a little hate into, a little salt into the wound because y'all screwed up Flashpoint and a couple of other things, y'all ain't gonna send me what's coming up? Dang. Dang. But anyway, there's a lot of stuff coming in, rumors on Deadpool 3. Yo, okay, if you got Jennifer Garner in it as Elektra, okay, thanks, I appreciate it. That's not big news for me. That's like, okay. So basically, we got a multiversal thing with Deadpool 3. I wonder how that's going to play out with the whole deal. Is it going to be a joke? Everybody's been saying Wolverine's going to be in his blue and yellow costume. Why would you do that when you made a fully functional brown and his brown and gold costume or whatever you want to call it? Just use that. Make a whole new thing. I guess people got to work. They're going to get somebody to mix it. And I don't think the blue and yellow would translate well. But that's, hey, I digress. They make a lot of money. I don't. I'm just an opinionated nerd. Yeah, that Warner Brothers is doing me dirty. But anyway, everybody, hey, I'm going to throw this out here. It's been real. It's been great. But I'm going to go ahead. I think going full nerd is going to restrict everything to reviewing the television shows and movies. I know I've been sharing a lot of side information and things like that. I think I'm going to go ahead and keep it to shows, the movies, review a couple of things. But I'm not going to leave you without my opinions. Now, I always tell everybody, send it on Twitter. Twitter got problems now, but that's cool. Call Threads. You know, Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, cage match that needs to happen. I'll referee if you want. To my death! But it is what it is. But I'm thinking about starting another podcast. This one a little more raw, a little more onto more serious subjects. Just want to know if you would want to listen to it, send me comments. You can put it on the community channel, put it in Twitter, wherever you can find me on social media. But I'm thinking of, and it will be called The Reckless Podcast. That's right, The Reckless Podcast. Heard it here first, because I'm going to be talking reckless out the side of this, the neck. So just let me know if that works. We'll see. We'll give a little trial and error effort, and we'll see if that works. If not, we'll just continue to double down here at Going Full Nerd and do what we do. But it is what it is. I hate to give more people more stuff to look up and find and stuff like that, but sometimes I have to get a little more raw, and being raw on this channel kind of goes a little farther away from what I really, really wanted this channel to do, but it works. Go figure. I don't know. Anyway, see you guys next week. We're going to go talk about the next episode with that. And if I remember correctly, we have Mission Impossible coming up. Hopefully I can get some tickets, get in there, get to see Mission Impossible, see Tom Cruise nearly kill himself again for all of our viewing pleasure. Anyway, leave you with the words of wisdom that I always say. If you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. Send it to me. Let me say it for you. It might be said here on Going Full Nerd, or I might get reckless. Yeah, that sounds good. Might get reckless. Use Discord for that. I might have to do that, because a lot of people have been talking to me about doing the phone line thing again, but that was just rough, man. You know, Google Voice is anyway, I digress. Peace, y'all, and I'm out of here. Let's hit some funky outro music, and see you soon. Okay, so you made it to the end. What do you do from here? Especially if you're not watching live. If you're not watching live, there should be a subscribe button over here. And there should be some cool videos related to this channel that you can click on and kind of talk to me. Now, admittedly, it's not going to immediately be there until this video completely renders. So maybe 2 days after this live stream, it is what it is. Anyway... I'm done. Woo. Thanks, guys. I appreciate each and every one of y'all. I know I didn't do Transformers. I didn't do... What else didn't I do? It's all lies. It's all lies. Like, I'm going to go... But, you know, hey, it is what it is. If you ain't already following me on Threads, jump on Threads. Hey, maybe we gonna see. I mean, Twitter is what it is. I'm not switching completely over to I'm on Twitter. And until Threads can get a web app, then maybe I can do that. That's cool. I mean, I found a way around. I mean, I could hook my phone to my computer and then work the whole thing, drag stuff from my computer over to Threads on my phone. That's a lot of work. Come on, Zuck. Give me a web app for Threads. Peace. Later.